Stamford in the centre of Bristol with a very well-known personality now, Tony Giles, the blind traveller. Hello.
Hi there.
We actually met in Plovdiv in Bulgaria. Do you remember?
Yeah, in 2009, wasn't it?
In a hostel.
Yeah.
What's happened to you since? Because I interviewed you then. Tell us how your career's, well, taken off really, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, it's taken off. I've got my book, Seeing the World My Way, published. Been going traveling around the UK promoting it in different bookstores. And also my website, tonythetraveller.com. I've been traveling all over, really. I was in Turkey, Georgia, Armenia. Just come back from the States with my girlfriend, my Greek girlfriend, who's also blind. And I'm heading back out to Greece next Wednesday to go and stay with her for a couple of months. So yeah, that's what I'm doing at the moment, mostly promoting my book and I'm working on my website.
Can you tell us a bit more about your book?
Yeah, it's Totally Blind, Partially Deaf Guide's Global Travels. So I've been travelling for the last 14 years around the world on and off by myself. And my book's about how I started, why I wanted to travel, stories that my dad told me when he was in the Navy, Merchant Navy, and also being at boarding school a long way from my home in Weston-super-Mare. I wanted to come home as much as possible. So it's just a natural progression from there, and then the book talks about going to America with the school, and then travelling there with a friend, and then eventually studying there. And the second part of the book's travelling through Australia and New Zealand, doing bungee jumps and crazy things.
I think you're a real inspiration to blind people. Do you ever have any feedback from blind people saying that they've actually travelled because of your books?
I've had a couple of different Facebook messages saying a couple of people heard me on the radio and were inspired to do things because of what I said on radio and stuff.
Tell us what the chief problem that you've faced while travelling.
Probably banks is the biggest problem. I've had banks eat my credit card and not been able to get money. I had to wait for a credit card to be sent out to me when I was in Africa. That's been the biggest problems. Cooking can be sometimes a problem. There's no one else around to help me kind of cook. But I try and find cheap places to eat. It's not so bad in Africa and South America. It's very cheap. And they're the major problems.
So do you ever get massive panic attacks when you're travelling?
Not really. Most kind of terrifying thing when I was travelling in Africa was your backpack would go in a trailer and you're travelling on the minibuses and then you'd change buses at some unknown location. I was never quite sure if my backpack would come with me. We'd not been able to see it. But luckily it did turn up each time. That was kind of frightening at times.
What's the last trip that you've just completed?
I've just come back from 3 weeks in America with my girlfriend. We travel around New York, Indianapolis, down to Nashville and up through to South North Carolina. So we did that for 3 weeks, visiting the monuments. We spent about 5 days in Washington, D.C. Went to the Franklin D. Roosevelt Memorial, which is really good because it's one of the few memorials that's accessible for wheelchair people. And all the sculptures you can actually feel because they're life-size. So it's kind of tactile and also has lots of fountains you can listen to. So it's really cool for us.
So that makes it more interesting because I remember in Bulgaria when we went to churches, it was actually touching interesting patterns that made it more real for you.
Yeah, touch things and hear things, smell things. So it gives you more of a picture in your mind.
But I think the most amazing thing you do is photography, because that must be really hard for a blind person to be able to take a photograph and not know what it's going to come out like.
I find it easy because it's just hit and miss. So if it comes out, it does, and if you don't. And with a digital camera, you can take as many pictures as you want, and eventually you get something that looks good.
Do you have any of your photographs in the recent book?
I've got no photographs in my book. All the photographs I take, I put on my website. Originally, the idea was just to take photos with a little cheap throwaway camera so my family could see I was still alive. I'd send them home when I was travelling and they could say, oh yeah, Tony's been there, so he must be still alive. And then when I set the website up, it just seemed so people could see exactly where I'd been. It was kind of evidence, I suppose. And I enjoy doing it. It's good fun taking photos.
Have you met other people in similar circumstances while you've been travelling? It's backpacking, basically, we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, staying in hostels, living rough. Not really. I met a couple of people who were sight in one eye, and I met a lady in Africa who had something called a motor neurone disease. She just got that when I met her, so she was using a cane and limping. And I met a guy who was a quadruped, and he drove trucks for a living. He had his truck adapted, so that was fascinating. But I've never met any totally blind people travelling.
Do your family worry about you when you travel?
Nah, they're used to it now. My mum worried when I was like 18, 19, 20 and was drinking and doing crazy things, but no, not now, I'm more sensible. Especially travelling with my girlfriend, and she's totally blind as well. So that's a new experience. I got to look after her, so I feel more responsible.
So how long have you been travelling for? How many years now is it?
Well, we've been together, be 2 years next month. And I guess we've kind of been travelling on and off for the last 12, 14 months now. And it's a different challenge, it's a different experience because you've got someone to share things with. Although it's sometimes more difficult because you're when you're trying to get around obstacles by yourself and that, you walk into things, you don't worry about it. When it's someone else and they walk into something, especially if it's your girlfriend, you can't have a heart attack. Oh, God. But you just get on with it together.
Do you find people are quite kind to you when you've travelled?
Yeah, people are fantastic for the most part. The generosity and kindness I've had shown to me around the world is staggering. People take me home in Mozambique, cook for me in hostels and just give me directions, or they're going the same way. I've ended up joining them for the day. You know, that's the way I met you. We were both in a hostel and we just, oh, we're going to this monastery. And I said, well, I'm interested in going. And then we ended up spending a couple of days together. That's how it happens. I was in Turkey and I met this guy. I was heading towards the, looking for the Blue Mosque when I was in Istanbul. And apparently I was walking towards the sea. And this American guy said, you're going the wrong way. And then I told him where I was going. And he asked his wife. And then we ended up spending a week together. So that's traveling. You know, I think if you're talkative and you're willing to put yourself out there and be open-minded, and then, you know, yeah, people will help you out.
Tell us what the title of your new book is.
The book I'm promoting at the moment is called Seeing the World My Way. I'm also working on my second book, but at the moment I'm just concentrating on trying to get as many sales on the book I've got at the moment. And all money I receive from my book, Seeing the World My Way, goes to charity for people with muscular dystrophy. That's what my best friend had at school.
That's fantastic. So can people buy it on the website?
Yeah, people can go on to Amazon.com, or it's available in most UK bookstores. Yeah, go on to Amazon, and also www.silverwoodbooks.com. It's priced at
$8.99. Well, Tony, it's great to see you again, and let's hope we meet in India or somewhere exotic next time.
Or the moon, wherever it takes us.
Tony, what's your favourite song?
Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix.